Defense officials say the building of the 2015 budget was all about setting priorities, and they freely acknowledge that spending on military facilities got the short end of the stick. The proposal DOD submitted to Congress last week includes a 33% reduction in military construction spending compared to what lawmakers approved for 2014. Funding for basic upkeep and programs that fall under the umbrella of facility sustainment, restoration, and modernization took a similar dive. John Conger, the acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Installations and Environment, told the House Appropriations Committee those choices were not easy ones, but DOD decided it needed to preserve as much funding as it could for other priorities, like military training.
There's no mistaking that we're accepting risk in facilities. I think that the first place you have to look is the facility sustainment, restoration, and modernization accounts, which I know aren't part of this committee's appropriation, but are part of the equation as we consider, you know, what affects our facilities. It is cheaper to sustain a building than it is to repair it. It's cheaper to repair it than it is to replace it. And so we have accepted risk. We have a facility model to try and say how much money is required to sustain our buildings. And we have, as a department, in each of the services, accepted varying degrees of risk as to what we're going to do as far as preventative maintenance, et cetera. That, I think, is probably the highest risk, because that leads to repair requirements, and those repair requirements lead to requirements for new facilities.
The military services say much of the work they need to do to keep their facilities in good repair simply won't get done. Under the funding levels Congress passed for 2014, the Army said it would be able to pay for about 80% of its facility sustainment needs. That would drop to about 60% under the 2015 budget. Catherine Hammack is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment.
The focus is on life, health, and safety in our sustainment accounts. In our MILCON accounts, we're focused on fixing the failing, moving out of temporary structures that we've been in too long, and they're also at a failing level, and restationing what is coming back from Afghanistan, some of our UAVs. And so each of the components, the Guard, Reserve, and the Active Duty Army, prioritized on the basis of what were the most failing infrastructure requirements.
The congressional appropriators, who will set DOD's final funding levels, are not happy about the facilities impacts of the department's proposed budget, particularly the members who are most involved in directing military construction funding. Texas Congressman John Culberson chairs the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Subcommittee.
If we were to adopt this level of funding, you'd be in a position essentially just patching the potholes and fixing the roof.
Yes, sir.
And that's it.
Yes, sir.
Not likely. We love you and we're going to help. I bet we find a way to help you beyond that.
But DOD installations officials who testified Wednesday argued that if appropriators do decide to help the department with its facilities needs, the money will have to come from other priorities in the military budget. They say Congress could also do a lot to help DOD make better use of its facilities spending by authorizing another round of base realignment and closures in 2017. Again, John Conger.
So as the installation folks, can we say that we have too much infrastructure? Yes, and moreover, what's really important about this is that the resources that are going to extra infrastructure that you don't need could be going to warfighters that do need the money. The training reductions that have occurred over the last couple of years and the shortfalls that they've encountered and the readiness shortfalls are critical, and far more critical than funding excess infrastructure.
The Defense Department as a whole does not have an exact estimate for how much extra base infrastructure it's currently paying for, but DOD's last detailed examination in 2004 found that the services had 20% more than they needed. And the BRAC round that followed in 2005 was more about moving facilities to different locations than closing them down. Kathleen Ferguson is the Acting Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Installations, Environment, and Logistics.
BRAC 2005 directed the Air Force to close only 8 minor installations and directed 63 realignments, affecting 122 installations. Since then, the Air Force has reduced our force structure by more than 500 aircraft and reduced our active duty military end strength by nearly 8%. Additionally, the Air Force has outlined plans in its FY15 PB submission to reduce force structure and personnel even further. even though we have not done an updated capacity analysis, we intuitively know we still have excess capacity.
The Army has begun a study of its basing needs in conjunction with its existing plans to draw down to 490,000 soldiers. Hammack says the initial results show the Army has at least 18% more base structure than it needs, and if the Army shrinks even further, as the President's budget calls for in 2015, that excess will continue to grow.
One of the challenges we have is reduced funding from Congress. And we simply do not have the money to operate buildings that are empty. And when we mothball them and when we shut off utilities, the building degrades. Then it becomes of no use to the Army. It becomes of no use to the private sector. So that's a lost opportunity for the private sector, where it could be put to productive use by taxpayers. It is no longer of value to anyone. So BRAC is an advantage in that it puts a base in productive use in the community versus having it sit idle and empty. The challenge is we still need to maintain it. We still need to operate it. And under the other authorities Mr. Conger referred to, we cannot reduce our manning without notification to Congress. So you can't reduce your manpower, and you can't reduce your square footage, and you can't reduce your boundaries. So we're sort of tied up in knots, because for the Army, 50% of our budget's manpower. And we are reducing that as the budget's gone down. But it takes a while to get those savings, because we have a responsibility to try and ensure that the soldiers who leave the Army and their families are taken care of and have jobs. So as the budget goes down for manning, what's left is looking at your training, your modernization, and your facilities. And each one of those budgets are taking deep cuts to try and preserve as much of the force as we have.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.